Officially calling the meeting of 1D to order. Somebody give me the correct time because I think I'm fast. I have 7:19. I can't see it. That's why I was asking somebody. Okay, 7:17 p.m. And we'll start with the open discussion.
Hi, I just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Meredith Began. I am the chair of the Bicycle Advisory Council. We have meetings every other month, and we work with DC City Council to promote different legislation to enhance cycling safety and improve quality of life for cyclists and all other users throughout the city. And I have a sign-up sheet if anybody's interested in signing up to know more, to get on a list to know more about cycling issues. Just let me know. Actually, I'll just pass it around.
Excuse me, 1 minute.
Just for the record, all commissioners are present. Thank you.
A great presentation, Meredith. Me and bicycles, we really got to talk about this. Anyway, my name is Bob Dixon. I'm with Dixon's Pest Control. I'm a longtime resident. I've been here since 1959. And basically, all I want to talk about is rats, so I'll be around for a while.
Hi, this is Cheryl Berger, a Mount Pleasant resident, and I'm with the Bancroft Safety Route Committee, and also I'm here to listen to discussions about cut-through traffic on Newton Street. And also I'd like to announce that if there's anyone here who's interested in solar and renewable energy, the Mount Pleasant's solar co-op is in the process of submitting an application, so if you're interested in that.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but I will. My name's Joel Guads. I'm a cyclist and a resident, and I just came here to back the proposition of the discussion about the DC Smart Bike.
My turn, even though I wasn't going to say anything either. Similar story, I'm not within the ANC. I live on Hertford Place, just over in Columbia Heights. Similarly here to back the Smart Bike.
I'm Faye Armstrong from Historic Mount Pleasant, and also very interested in the Mount Pleasant Library, which we've been discussing before the meeting. I have here a sign-up sheet for people. There's a new library coalition being developed with some information that will be put out on a regular listserv that we will not manage, but we're in touch. These are people who have been working on this issue in other parts of the district, and I have a sign-up sheet here. It's just starting for anyone who's interested in being added to this new listserv.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shibley Jenkins. I'm actually not a resident. I'm a student at Howard University. I'm going to be covering Ward 1 this semester, so I just wanted to start showing up for the meetings, get a feel for some of the issues going on in the neighborhood. Maybe we could get these printed in some of the papers around the district.
And I'm Alice Kelly, longtime resident, and I can also, I'm here for Smart Bike, and I can answer any questions if there's questions about it, because I also work for DDOT.
Great.
Alice, would you give us a quick report on how the Mount Pleasant parking prototype is going? I got a lot of questions about that.
Okay, just a second. Can she give that presentation after? Is there anybody else back there who want to say anything? And then she can do the presentation? Nobody else? Okay.
Well, I'm not here officially in any official capacity, but I can tell you that over the weekend, I know I received the It's Coming postcard saying that soon we will be getting the passes. They are at the printers, and because we had experience in one ward already with the visitor parking pass, we are doing a fancier pass, which is taking a little bit longer to print, but they should be received, I hope, before the end of the month. So that it's ready to go. The signs have been changed already. We'll note them.
The postcard I saw said that the postcard is due as a pass, is usable as a pass.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It did not say that. It has sample across it. It does. It is not usable as a pass. You will be getting one that will have your a specific ID number on it.
What is the March 30th date?
That's the expiration date for next year, and actually we're changing that because I pointed out to the staff that was doing it that that's not the last day of March. So minor edits, but the passes should be in the mail as soon as they get printed, so we should see them within the next week and a half to 2 weeks.
Does each driver get one?
Household.
Oh, it's just one per household?
One per household.
Oh, my. Jack?
How about the daytime parking pass for employees in Mount Pleasant?
That's taking a little bit longer because we need to develop an electronic processing system for that. So that, I think, the last I heard, is probably the end of March, beginning of April. So we're having, you know, our IT issues with that one. But we intend to have that be something that can be either online or because we can't take money. That's part of it. And that one will be for purchase.
Mr. Dixon?
Yes, I'm glad we talked about this parking issue. I have a lady that she comes from that time to time, and she looks after my mom. And just last week, she got two tickets. You know, so is there any way we could get that rescinded? Just a question.
Depends on what the tickets were for, whether it can be rescinded.
Well, she was parking on the street.
Was it RPP?
Well,
a residential?
It was right in front of my house.
I know, but is it a zone? Was it because she parked longer than 2 hours?
It would seem so.
Yeah, no, that probably cannot be rescinded, but with the new visitor parking pass, that should fix that.
Had to ask.
I'm sorry. I wish I could help, but that
would.
We don't issue or nor do we adjudicate tickets. We just set the policy.
Thank you.
Albert Flynn, Mayor speaking. Would you make sure we have
any further public discussion? Any further public discussion? Any questions from the commissioners from the public discussion? Okay, seeing none, then we'll move on with the agenda for the evening with the Treasury report and Treasury report. Commissioner McKay.
Okay, two sets of minutes have been sent out for the January 6th meeting and the February 3rd meetings, and I would appreciate any information of corrections at this time. Hearing none, I will assume that those minutes are accepted.
Any objections to the minutes being accepted? No objections.
And now the Treasurer's report.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, this will be a little more interesting. Our first quarter FY09 report has been turned in, and I'm setting a policy of getting these in promptly to the auditor. We've had a history for these reports showing up late. That's not going to happen again, not in my watch. There is no word yet on the audit. He has been promising that for some time, and he has assured us that our audit is reasonably clean. There are some minor quibbles, but he says there's nothing major wrong as discovered in that audit. Now, the bogus checks. Let me see if I can show you one here. This came as quite a surprise when I checked into our account online and discovered $1,000 missing. Does anybody know a Brian Gregory? I didn't think so. But there were three withdrawals within a couple of days totaling a bit over $1,000. And because I make a habit of checking in online on our account, I caught these very promptly. I discovered these on the 4th of February, and on the 5th, took care of it with the bank. Closed that, they put a stop on that account. And now, unfortunately, we've had to open a new account, which is why we went through the signature card thing. The withdrawals have been refunded to us, so we are reasonably intact. The bank has taken the loss and let them find out who Mr. Gregory is. I've had to do 1099s for our contractors. I didn't even realize that we had to do 1099s until the treasurer training. And then, yeah, of course, we have to do 1099s. So I've done those. I'll give Albert his this evening to deliver the others. Probably they aren't due until early March, so we're okay on those. On the La Casa rental, you know that we are agreed to have two meetings a month now, which means that we're committed to $50 a month for the calendar year, even if we don't use the room. And I would appreciate an affirmation from the commission that we're okay with this, that we are happy to spend the $600. Thank you. I have a few payments. We have not yet received our replacement checks, so I cannot at this time write any checks. Those should be showing up any day now. $54 to Ade for his work in January. $100 for Tony Grillo, that's posturing for the February meeting and this meeting. $50 to Albert for what he's doing right now. $47.78 to Greg, that's a reimbursement for the refreshments purchased for the February 17th meeting, for the, excuse me, the February 3rd meeting. I assume no one has any objection to any of these. Thank you. The budget, in conjunction with this treasurer training, we were informed of what our allocation will be for the fiscal year. We're, in, of course, in the middle of the fiscal year, but that's the way the government works. So we are now required within 60 days to come up with a budget. I don't propose to do anything about that tonight, but we should be prepared to deal with that at the March meeting. And I think that about completes the treasurer's report. Thank you.
Questions? Discussion? Seeing none, then we accept the treasurer's report as presented. And Jack, I would like to thank you for being on top of your position. You're doing an excellent job, and I thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we're moving right on to committee reports.
Stormy and I are the co-chairs of the Commercial Corridor Committee, and some of the items are that a library meeting, we consider the library to be part of the Commercial Corridor as being one of the side streets on that, and it appears that we have an agreement to meet with Jenny Cooper, her staff, DCPL, and the library, excuse me, in the mayor's office, perhaps the mayor, on the Tuesday the 3rd. And may I ask the commission's approval that if that comes through for us to move our informal meeting to the library for that purpose.
Any commissioner have an objection of that? Jack?
Well, I'm not going to object. I'm just thinking that because we're talking about our informal meeting.
Yes.
And I think it would be kind of a nice idea to have the informal meeting in another location, perhaps bring different people to that meeting. I think it's a good idea.
The library was part of the horse trading.
So would this be a Commercial Corridor meeting and our informal meeting?
It would be primarily the meeting of the commission, or a formal meeting of the a meeting of the commission in which we don't conduct except emergency business.
Commission.
So the Commercial Corridor.
Commercial Corridor is just setting this up because the way that we'd set up the informal meetings was that often we would have the committee meetings at that time as well. And I've polled a number of the commissioners, and I sent out an email for what I got as the result. Even though I didn't like the result, the result is that commissioners want two meetings a month, and three if there's only if there's a good reason, and four only in an emergency. So that means that we mostly will try to have committee meetings and the informal time as well.
With regard to the committee report of the Commercial Corridor Committee, I sent you an email asking you when the next committee meeting was.
I sent out an email to all the commissioners with what I knew. And if you would like to discuss our communication style and how we are responding to each other, then I'd be pleased to do so outside the meeting. I have sent you my complaints about the way we're communicating and hope you'll be interested in responding.
If we deem it necessary that, we need to have a separate meeting for the commercial corridor, we can do so. But in good faith, on March 3rd, we need to be focused on the library. So if it need be, then I don't think we would have a problem with doing a separate time.
Do we need to vote on the resolution to move the meeting to the library? No.
No. Jack?
Do we want to declare a principal topic for the informal meeting of March 3rd? It's been suggested that it be the library, and that's certainly one candidate. The fact that it happens to be at the library is not relevant to deciding what the topic shall be.
Thank you, Jack. That was my intention. That seems to be the topic du jour.
It certainly is a topic du jour. I'm supportive of making that the principal topic of the informal meeting. Is that agreeable?
All right. Okay.
Okay. Then we would put off the meeting with the police until later. And I won't bore any commissioner that's interested in how that is going, negotiations with the police in coordination with other commissions around Ward 1. I'd be pleased to get a phone call and a discussion about it. Needless to say that it's not just our PSA, but PSAs all over the ward that are having great difficulty and PSAs all over the city. So there's going to be a meeting with Chief Grooms on that, and Grooms is cooperating along with Commander Kusick that we try something here on the ward level. I've been talking with quite a few of the active commissioners around Ward 1, and we are trying to involve Jim Graham in that discussion as well, because these kinds of changes only succeed when you get essentially everybody on board with them. I'd also like to suggest that I intend to withdraw my bicycle study.
Can we do that when we get to it?
Okay.
All right.
But I'm going to say that I think we should also have a meeting to discuss, perhaps of the commercial quarter, to discuss the bicycle paths through there. If that's not it, well, then an informal meeting on it about the traffic issues.
Okay. All commissioners make note of those meetings, March 3rd and March 17th.
I have one other announcement just to slip in, and that is the meeting to start the grants program has been moved because of various conflicts to Monday, March 9th, here at La Casa.
That's
at 7? Yes, it is.
Okay.
It'll be posted on our website shortly.
All right, so we're moving on now to unfinished business. Whose
that was mine.
Resolution? Okay.
Jack, are you raising your...
Well, I'm just pointing out, I understand, Greg, that you wish to withdraw this motion. Is that correct?
Correct, and I have a very brief explanation
of the point. At this point, you simply need the permission of the commission to withdraw the resolution.
I move this be withdrawn.
All those in favor of allowing this resolution to be withdrawn? 6-0.
A brief explanation. This afternoon, I got a call from DDOT saying that all further collaboration on the 1600 block Park Road project is stopped, and the only concerns that DDOT will consider are those of immediate safety. This seems rather weird, considering that we had such good cooperation on so many issues going. Many of them are with the ANC resolutions, and those resolutions essentially are not going to be addressed in sufficient time. DDOT has chosen not to answer our resolutions. They did apparently decide through Associate Director Penny's office that they were going to work with us on seeing if they could resolve them. And something has changed within DDOT where they have decided to immediately stop conversation and collaboration. So all of the other things that were going on are now moot.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Edwards. Excuse me. Is this our list that
this,
we're
this
working
on? This is
the
list of the resolutions which I have in hand at this time.
Okay. I didn't have a time to consult with Greg on this, but some things have changed. Some of the city officials have come to the building and have handled some of the dangers that were in question at the time when this resolution was done. So it needs to be redone.
Well, the only okay, that's fine. I mean, the only issue here is which of these resolutions do we want to deal with at this time?
Okay.
And I would like to be terribly selfish and ask that numbers 8 and 9 be considered. I think we can deal with those quite quickly.
Okay. Is all commissioners familiar with the Harvard Triangle intersection project or the extend weekend closure of Beach Drive?
Well, let's do the Beach Drive just because that one ought to be
okay.
Real easy. I can't imagine anybody having a problem with this one. This is essentially identical to a resolution which we passed last year. Resolved that ANZ 1D advises the National Park Service to extend the weekend closure of Beach Drive until approximately sunset on Sunday evenings. And further, ANZ 1D asks Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton to support this request.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Questions? Discussion? Seeing none? I think this. All those in favor of this passing?
Well,
those opposed? Okay, we have 5-1.
Yeah, 5-1 with Phil opposed.
Opposed, yes.
Okay, thank you. And now the Harvard Triangle Intersection Project. And this is something that's been underway for several years. This has to do with Kenyon Street, the left turn from Kenyon onto Southbound Adams Mill, combined with some changes right in front of Harvard Towers to sort of rationalize the traffic coming up the Beach Drive ramp. And they have given us the full panoply of drawings. I hope at this time we can simply say that these are fine, we have no objection, and they should proceed forthwith.
I second.
Questions? Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of this resolution? 6-0 in favor.
Thank you.
Quick comment.
Yes, the chair.
Correct.
Microphone.
Mike Jellin called me to a couple of days ago to last Friday to close out our work together as he's being transferred. And he said that the suggestion that the bus stop that be moved to right next to the driveway of Harvard Towers is included in this plan. And because it is up there, the sidewalks do not need to be so heavy and cantilevered over the slope, and that has saved them $700,000. So I take that as a good example of some collaboration with DDOT. The personnel that were in charge of DDOT at the time opposed all of that and came up with a lot of reasons that I think were bogus, but eventually, as personnel changed, we were able to win their intelligence, and the change, I think, will help a lot of people.
Thank you.
I'm going to suggest that we take up the smart bike.
Yeah, number
resolution.
6.
Phil, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Is that agreeable to the commission?
Yes.
Fine.
Mount Pleasant should be in the next round of smart bike station deployments. Resolved, ANC 1D urges DDOT to include the Mount Pleasant neighborhood in the next expansion round of the smart bike system. The commission endorses Lamont Park, that public space bounded by Mount Pleasant Street, 17th Street, and Lamont Street as an excellent site for the station, but cautions that the station should minimally encroach upon use of that space for public concerts, events, and open-air markets. Rationale, Washington, D.C.'s nationally acclaimed smart bike bicycle program, sharing program has been a great success since it began operation on August 13, 2008, many members of the Mount Pleasant community would like to have a smart bike location added to our neighborhood as described in the Lamont Park concept in Volume 2 of the Mount Pleasant Transportation Study conducted by DDOT. As noted in the September 2008 Bicycle Advisory Council Committee.
If you could take the rationale as, rather than reading the whole thing, if you don't mind. Is that a good
idea? I prefer it.
Yeah, it saves a little time.
Can I get a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Question, discussion. Greg?
I would like to amend it to say that the smart bike rack should be in the northern tip of the northern segment of above the bus turnaround driveway. That is the recommended place by the Mount Pleasant traffic study. I know in extensive discussions with people who use that. Okay, yes. Okay.
I mean, doesn't it say that? It's described in the Lamont Park concept in Volume 2 of the Mount Pleasant Transportation Study. Isn't that what you're referencing?
No, I'm saying that I wanted to specifically say that it's approved for the northern tip of the of that triangle.
North of the bus cut.
North of the bus cut.
So you'd append that to the rationale or
no,
to the resolve the resolution
it's,
period?
It's in the first part of the resolution. All of it is the resolution. But the specific statement, I'd like to have it appended to the first paragraph.
Let me offer some text here and see if it will approve it.
Okay.
ANC1D advises that the rack be located north of the bus cut-through lane. Is that acceptable as a friendly amendment, Phil?
Yes.
Phil accepts it. Good. Thank you.
Good. Then I'm ready to approve.
Any further questions or discussion? Oliver?
Phil, would you explain how the smart bike sharing would benefit the neighborhood?
I'd be happy to.
Yeah, it is.
The neighborhood would benefit in the sense that it provides another transportation method to get from Mount Pleasant to other areas of the city, as well as offering smart bike users in other areas of the city a place to park their bike securely when they get here. So as smart bike expands across the city, it's important that Mount Pleasant be part of the network, not only to serve Mount Pleasant cyclists that are smart bike users, but other city residents that are smart bike users that want to visit Mount Pleasant.
Oliver?
Do you consider some safety issues that are also with come along with the smart bike?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
I mean, what I'm saying is, are you taking into consideration some safety issues in the use of the bike?
I think bike riding is relatively safe.
How safe is relatively safe?
Safe enough.
Not as safe as getting in your car. Dave?
Yeah, I see this as making Mount Pleasant a destination. This is part of the whole package.
Jack?
I see this as encouraging the non-automobile lifestyle, which is critical for the inner city.
And, okay, Greg?
You're next. I'm hoping that we will have a committee meeting on bicycle safety, the non-transport, the light. I group them all under low-impact vehicles and how we can set up a multimodal approach that has been part of our discussions for about 4 years. Jack and I have testified before the Bike Advisory Committee, and at that time we were opposed. I think we have come to about three alternatives and a sequence that which overlaps, as what I understand of one of Phil's proposals, and I hope that we can all get together and start to involve the whole neighborhood in low-impact vehicles, especially bikes, as something that we should incorporate in the new comprehensive plan. So I would propose that soon, in a couple of months at least, that we have a meeting, an informal meeting on this topic.
Okay. Excuse me. I just think it's a good idea that the cyclists can have somewhere to safely put their bikes, okay? And just like people need somewhere to park their cars. So now, can I close discussion? Jack?
I'm sorry. I have to clarify that because it's not for me. It's not giving me a place to put my bike. It's a place for the smart bikes to be parked.
So it's, I know. I'm just talking about the bike spirit, so they won't be everywhere. They have a unified place.
Well, okay. Anyway, let's just pass the darn thing and move on. Can we do that?
Exactly. All those in favor? Oh. Those opposed? Five in favor with Oliver opposing. And let's move on to something dangerous now.
I think probably we should take up Phil's hospitality committee.
Let me say that I have been prevailed on by several of my colleagues to not introduce the rest of the resolutions that are listed there in the interest of getting out early tonight. In fact, you may note that I'm introducing no new resolutions tonight, probably for the first time in several years.
Let's not question it. Let's just get with it. Okay.
Jack, what do you suggest? Which portion should I read?
The resolution proper.
Okay.
The introduction, shall we call it?
Resolved, ANC1D establishes a hospitality committee for the following purposes. Provide a regular forum for interaction between community groups, Mount Pleasant residents, business owners, and others who are concerned or interested in issues related to the hospitality industry in Mount Pleasant. The committee may have a public meeting at least four times a year, which may be in conjunction with other hospitality-linked meetings. Provide recommendations and advice to the commissioners on issues related to hospitality, ABC licenses, voluntary agreements, stipulated licenses, and other hospitality matters in Mount Pleasant. Meet with all license applicants and work with them to receive timely approval for license applications and changes. Advocate ANC1D's defined positions on managing alcohol-related issues in Mount Pleasant before the Alcoholic Beverage Regulation Administration, the City Council, and other DC organizations. The committee will be chaired by ANC Commissioner Phil Lepanto. Members of the committee will be appointed by the commission. All commissioners may become members of the committee by request. Commissioners may appoint two members from their single-member district. The term of this committee shall not exceed December 31st, 2010. Establishment of this committee requires a two-thirds majority of the commission. If the commission chooses to disband the committee, a two-thirds majority must vote in favor. Many different neighborhood groups, business owners in this ANC spend a great deal of time. This is really part of the rationale.
You can suggest your own amendment right now and introduce the word rationale or why at any point you wish.
I'll be happy to do that. Do you want to talk and I'll do the typing? Yeah, rationale. Thank you, Greg. Is that all the resolutions? Or the amendments?
We need a second.
We got a second. Excuse me, we have a second discussion. I have a question. Excuse me. I was under the impression that we already had a hospitality committee. So I need to be corrected on that.
That's been handled by the Commercial Corridor Committee for several years. And the ANC at one point designated me to be the lead person on that. I had some serious medical problems. I had to take off for a few months, and Jack took over. And after that, Jack turned it back to me. And I've been continuing that responsibility that I started about 5 years ago, and have been continuing to have several meetings a month, if not a week, trying to pull together a coalition to handle these problems.
I'm sorry. I know somebody's hand is up, but I just want to say mine so I can get mine out the way and I can recognize you guys. You didn't read the last paragraph, but I have a little problem with the last paragraph. To me, it means that this existed, and I don't remember a regular meeting agenda that got overwhelmed with the public input. So that last part, if it's going to be inclusive, I have an issue with that part. Jack?
I think it's already clear that this intrudes substantially on the area already covered by the Commercial Corridor Committee, and I think it's a substantial duplication of effort. I think it might be well advised, first of all, to have Phil participate in the Commercial Corridor Committee and perhaps even establish a subcommittee to deal with the hospitality issues. But I don't see any need for another committee which really kind of competes with an existing committee on this subject.
Any further discussion? Dave? Oliver?
Phil, did you find out that there wasn't any commercial corridor, committee before you came up with the resolution?
No, it's not commercial corridor, it's hospitality.
Hospitality, yeah.
Thank you. No, in fact, I sent this resolution out for comment from other commissioners, and I don't recall any of the other commissioners mentioning that this was already redundant in the sense that it was being done by the Commercial Corridor Committee. I think that I would say that the reason I feel that I would like to proceed with having this committee established is that it isn't clear to me when the Commercial Corridor meets or exactly what is the purview of the Commercial Corridor meeting. And in addition, during my work with here in Mount Pleasant, I don't remember the Commercial Corridor meeting per se to speak and resolve ABC type issues.
Okay. Any further questions?
It had a long list of meetings, and that went on.
I'm sorry. Are these regularly published meetings?
Yes.
According to ANC procedure, 10 days in advance, flyered and whatnot.
Yes. Typically, they're announced.
I have lived in this neighborhood for 10 years, and I worked very hard on here Mount Pleasant meetings. I don't recall seeing any flyers about the Commercial Corridor meeting.
Well, there are posters put up on the Commercial Corridor on it.
And we have had Commercial Corridor meetings. We had Commercial Corridor meetings where it was almost 30 people present and a little over 30 at one time. So we actually did have them. Any further questions or discussion? Oh, Jack?
No, it's true that we haven't done the full-up postering and that sort of thing for committee meetings because it's not required for committee meetings. And perhaps we should do a better job of it. I invite you to work with the Commercial Corridor Committee and bring about the changes which you'd like to see.
I certainly would welcome more energy on it.
Madam Chair, if I may continue. One of the other reasons that I brought this resolution up is that this structure, this committee structure that deals exclusively with hospitality issues is used in other ANCs across the city that APRA gives great attention to in terms of the actions of those committees. It's also designed to bring in additional members of the community on a regular basis which is why I would ask that each commissioner appoint two members from their SMD to participate. Hopefully, this would increase the attention that ABRA pays to ANC resolutions, the fact that they are backed by a citizen panel and then approved by the ANC for transmittal.
Dave?
Well, I have two suggestions. If most of the commissioners feel that this is or should be covered by the Commercial Corridor Committee, I have two questions. One, would we want the Commercial Corridor name to be replaced by this name and the Commercial Corridor regulations or bylaws be replaced by this one? And the second one, if not, would we want a subcommittee in the Commercial Corridor to be this?
Madam Chair, if I may, I'd like to withdraw this resolution, or no, I'd like to move that this resolution be tabled until a future meeting. I'd like to work with Greg and Dave and Oliver, if he's interested, to revise this to find a way to partner with the Commercial Corridor meeting and truly review whether we need to establish a separate committee or a subcommittee.
I think that's an excellent idea. Greg, you had something?
That makes my recounting of the requests from from members of the ABC board and the several meetings that I've had with the members of that board separately, non-public meetings in which they've asked me to review the research literature, best practices, and to formulate an approach.
Okay.
So at another time, we can talk about those in detail.
Let me second Phil's motion to table.
Okay.
Thank you. All those in favor to table this? 6-0 will be tabled. Moving on to the next.
And let me say that I assume that the Commercial Corridor Committee will continue as it has been, as the ANCs designate to continue to handle these issues.
Well, I move then that we adjourn at this time.
I'll second that.
All those in favor of adjourning? Oh my, 6-0. We stand adjourned at
7:59.
7:59.
This is a record.
Yes, it is.
Hey, nobody's complaining.
Not at all.